Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, and this is the solution for the challenge that I call the Laudable Layout Challenge. Now, let's stop right here before we get too far. If you're watching this immediately after watching the challenge video, the previous video, if you've not cracked open Visual Studio and written a single line of code yet, then stop what you're doing. Shame on you! Open up Visual Studio. Do this for yourself. Nobody learns by just watching videos. I mean, nobody learns by just watching videos. They also have to get their hands dirty in the code. That's how you learn. So stop the video right now. Don't watch another second of this. Go off and do the challenge. If you get stuck, come back here and watch just enough of this to get unstuck. All right, we cool? Let's get started. So let's create a new project. I'm going to call this Laudable. And I spelled that incorrectly once and had to redo this video, so I learned how to spell Laudable, if nothing else. Laudable layout. All right, and let's bring up the image that we're trying to recreate here. All right, so it looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rows, plus a row at the very bottom, which I'm going to add that will just kind of, I'll use star sizing to take up all the available space. That'll make sure everything else gets pushed up and it only takes in as much as it needs. Then it looks like there's 1, 2, 3 columns. And on my screen, as I'm looking at it here, it looks like about an inch for this last column here on the right. This looks like maybe 2 inches here on the left-hand side. And in the center, it looks like 3 inches. So this would be a great 2-star, 3-star, 1-star layout as far as the columns are concerned. It looks like the rows will just be auto for the most part. So this should be pretty easy. Let's go ahead and minimize that and bring Visual Studio back up. And we're only going to be working with the layout. So let me open mainpage.xaml and move this over so we get a good look at this. And I'm going to do most of the work just here from memory in the XAML pane and not really worry about what the designer looks like too much. We'll come back to that later. So the first thing I'm going to do is lay out some grids and some rows and columns. So here we go, grid.rowDefinition, and then below it, grid.columnDefinitions. And so the row definition will have a height of auto in almost all cases. And we need 5 of those, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the 6th one, I'm gonna set that to star sizing, okay? Let's do the same thing for column definitions. So we're gonna create a column definition and we're gonna set its width equal to, I'll come back and fill that in a moment. The first one will be 1 star. Second one will, whoops, sorry, be 2 stars. The second one will be 3 stars and the last one will be 1 star. Great. All right, so next up, I know that I'm going to need 1, 2, 3, 4 text blocks. So let's go ahead and text block, and I know I'm going to set it in a row, and I don't think I need to change the column at all in these, so we'll just leave that like that. 1, 2, 3, 4. This will be row 0, row 1, row 2, row 3. I don't even need to use this, so I'm just going to delete it. Let's see. And then I'm going to need text boxes. So text box grid.row equals, and then grid.column equals 1, the second column. Let's copy that a bunch of times and paste it. Great. And this will be row 1. It'll just match whatever the row is of the text block above it. And then finally, let's go and add a button. And this will be in grid.row 4 and grid.column 1. Okay. Now let's come up here and set the text property for each of these. So this is first name. This is last name, and this one's email. Whoops. Okay. And then the button's content property is going to be equal to save. All right. Now let's worry about this top text block. We want its text equal to Acme Sales Corp. All right. And I know that the font size is going to be 48. Now, this was the tricky part. If you found this, good for you. Grid.com span equals 3. So that should make it span. And you can see barely here in the little sliver of our design window that we get the desired effect. Okay, let me actually blow the design window up so we can take a closer look at what we've done so far, because we're getting close to the end here. Okay, we have some margin issues. We need more spacing on the left. We need spacing between each of the rows. Otherwise, we're in good shape. So let me get back here. And the first thing I'm going to do is just create a margin from the left for the entire grid. So we'll go 10 pixels from the left and then zeros. That should move everything over from the left. Next up, we're going to want to create space between each of the text boxes to give them a little breathing room. So margin 0, 0, 0, 10. And that should do it. I'll put 10 pixels of space beneath each of the text boxes, thus stretching out the height of each row. And I think the last thing that we needed to do was to ensure that the text block in each of the rows is centered. We can see right now it's aligned to the top and left side of that cell. And so this is the last thing we'll need to do. We'll go vertical alignment equals center. Let's copy that and put that in each of the text blocks. And I think we're done with this. Let's go ahead and save this and run the application. Alrighty, and there you go. We've got it. Now I do see one little annoying thing that we've never talked about. Whenever you create a new project, you automatically get a frame counter. That's great whenever you're debugging certain types of applications. We won't need it in this series. So I'm going to get rid of that. And the way you do that is you go to the app.xaml, go to the code behind app.xaml.cs, and you go down to line number 34, or I'm sorry, 43, that transposed. And let's go ahead and delete lines 43 through 48, like so. And now when we run the app, the frame counter will no longer be there. Awesome. Oops, I see one omission here. There needs to be more space between this text block and the first row. So one last thing we'll need to do here. Let's go up to the text block and let's go ahead and add a margin there as well. Margin equals 0, 0, 0, 20. That should put sufficient space in below it. And there we have it. Great. All right. Hopefully you got this. You know, if this is something you struggled with, then maybe you should come back tomorrow and try it again, just to cement these ideas in your mind. Okay. So if you're ready to move on to the next challenge, we're going to do one with stack panels. So we'll see you there. Thanks.